Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles. We got Bobby Shmurda on the program. Come on, fam. New EP. Bad Boy.
Bad Boy. Bad Boy. Rude Boy. Bad Boy.
Bad Boy, you zimmin'.
B-O-D.
Now, Bobby, you have, let's start with the hot items, like Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Ooh.
And the internet having expectations of Bobby Shmurda when he came home. I think people
expectations
forgot.
Of what?
Like, they're hold like, on, why on. He acting so goofy? Why he having so much fun? Why he, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, did y'all didn't know this kid before the shit
he
went
He was
left?
Doing the same shit.
Yeah.
Hold on. See, 2014, I was doing the same shit. But you know what's different? The narratives that's being pushed behind me. See, behind me when I was in 2014, I had a whole machine pushing narratives. So when they push narratives, whatever they say, the people say.
Right.
Now that the machine is not with me and they mad at me and they push other narratives, you know what I'm saying? Like, people
why
still
are people
listening
mad at you, though? Like, what about the industry machine is mad at you?
Because I got smarter. When I got smarter and I started taking ownership and knowing my own shit, of course people wouldn't get mad. And say, who the fuck you think you is? You ain't, Caesar ain't supposed to talk.
Yeah.
Monkey ain't supposed to talk. Nigga, who the fuck you supposed to, why are you talking?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you smart? Why are you this and that? Why are you asking for equity? Why are you asking for this and that? Why are you asking what's DSPs? Why are you asking why is my shit not on placement? Why are you asking about ad runs? Why are you asking about marketing? You doing too much.
They want you to stay in your place.
Yes. Meaning, so they push narratives about me to, you know, false narratives for people to believe. I'm not a motherfucker that's going to be arguing by every narrative. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real nigga. If you're going to slide, you slide. I'm not. If you got rumors and you believe rumors, you need to stay your ass over there. I ain't got time. Because every fucking given minute, I got to, yo, with you. You ain't supposed to be down with me. You get your ass over there.
Going back to 2014, Laura, I don't know if you remember this, when they first came up here and the Shmurda dance, you throwing that in the air and all that shit was going on. One of the reasons, and I don't know if you remember this conversation, but even back then, I was like, yo, y'all got to stay clean, right? Like, and, you know, and me, even me and your mother, you know what I'm saying? We developed making sure shit was right for you and all that. Back then, y'all was smart enough at a time when people was putting a lot of guns and shit in the video. Y'all was smart enough back then. People don't even look at y'all videos this way. Y'all didn't have no guns in the video.
Man, cops is throwing guns on me. I can't be throwing guns in no videos. Cops throwing guns on me already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm already fighting cases and shit like that. So I'm like, nah, these niggas is wild. I think, but you know, it's different. It's a different era because, I'm going to say different era, bro. Stupid motherfuckers everywhere. Because even when I was growing up in my hood, some niggas would try to do that, but we ran them off quick.
Right.
Like, when we was young, motherfuckers tried to do that when I was 14, 15, back in 08, 07. When we's outside wilding, these niggas try to do shit like that. We, hey, what the fuck you doing, niggas? You know what I'm saying? So my hood is always different. We like, we was strict on shit. We like, nigga, you better not be in no motherfucking video with no guns. We selling drugs every day over here. Niggas getting shot. Is you crazy, nigga? You trying to make us go to jail, stupid?
Right.
But when I don't know. If niggas ain't doing shit, niggas can be doing, I don't know. Niggas is crazy.
Back then, too. Back
that
then,
shit, man,
Kat,
look at these niggas like, I don't
back
know.
Back then, Kat said you kept, you know, the word was that Bobby kept a lot of cats organized, too. Like, you was making sure that bills got paid and making sure that things ran right back then.
I was a reinforcer in the hood. I was a reinforcer when I was in the hood. I'm not in the hood no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when I was in the hood, I was a reinforcer. I'm not gonna lie. I was one of those niggas. Yeah, I made sure shit was, everything was what it was when we was on the block. When I was on the block ain't never got shot up. Block ain't ever get shot up when I was on the block.
And so now, fast forward, people see you having fun and it's almost like they don't want you to have fun.
No, I've been having fun. See, they don't want me having fun without them. Meaning that's the narrative that's being pushed. So narratives are being pushed. See, narratives is like when you got your PR, your publicists and shit like that, they got a good team, you got a good marketing team, and on your label or whatever, you know what I'm saying, your team, and they push narratives. Meaning they push out to these blogs, they push out to the stations, they push out to everybody what they want to be seen, how they want their artists to be seen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't got that.
You were very...
I got people against me that have that power of pushing narratives. Now let's keep it real though, E. We gonna keep it real over here because you know I like to keep it real. I'm from the streets. And I don't give a fuck about nothing.
Well, no, you were very vocal when you were unhappy with your label deal.
Yeah, but right now they got me on the what's that shit called? Well, I can't talk. DN.
NDA.
NDA. So okay. Can you explain what NDA is to the hood? Because niggas
it's a
in the
non-disclosure.
Hood,
like you cannot disclose the agreement. It's an agreement that says you can't talk about specific things
legally.
Because they don't tell us about them shits when we in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all got to talk for the mumble. Y'all talk about the culture. The culture's from the hood. They're not talking none of this shit. Industry shit to us. All this industry lingo. And shit, they're not telling us none of this. And remember, we y'all sons. We y'all kids. We the ones in the hood. I was 19 when I got on. This nigga's younger than me getting on. You know what I'm saying? They don't know nothing about nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And these motherfuckers is robbing motherfuckers and doing type of shit like that and putting us on this, that where we can't talk. Where I can't talk back. So it's like the narratives is getting pushed behind me and I can't talk.
So, but you are figuring out ways to own your material. And so even a record like Hoochie Daddy Shorts, right? Which is you acting wild and goofing off and having a good time.
It's real shit. Hoochie Daddy's real shit. But it's just...
Well, no, it's definitely...
It's smiling. I feel like it's smiling. It's entertaining.
Well, no, but it's making you money and it's going viral. That's what I wanted to get to is the fact that
we had 160K streams the first day.
Yeah.
We had 160K streams the first day.
And that's all you.
That was all up because they didn't put no... It was crazy because they put no ads on YouTube. They like the distribution company I with, they ain't put no ads on YouTube. So they just let like streams go. So all streams added, like we had like 160K streams the first day. So everything was just going, like everything was just going naturally. Every label before, when labels, they put ads on everything.
But
you say right. But don't do that. Don't do that. That's just what I be talking about. Cause I was in the streets. Right when you say right, I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
I understand. No. So you know what I'm saying? Sense.
So
yeah,
the fans don't know.
Yeah.
When y'all be saying this type of shit.
Because they're not educated, you know that it's a business.
Yeah, but is it, when you saying it's a business still about street motherfuckers. So when y'all saying street motherfuckers, I don't want to be listening. You know why I never used to pay attention to people when I was in the streets? Like this real shit. I met Klay Thompson the other day. I didn't even know who the fuck he was.
You know basketball player.
Gangster on anything I love. I thought he's upstop with me. I thought he's in jail with me.
But he knew who you were.
Yeah, but I don't watch TV. You know why? Because shit like that. That's why I watch TV, narratives.
Like you feel like it's always just giving you fake information.
Yeah. And when they can't control something, they try to box it out to the streets.
It's all marketing. It's all programming.
But you got to tell the hood that. Yeah. Hood don't know that.
Right. They don't know that they're being marketed to.
When you're not on that machine no more,
yeah,
and your shit is regular now, they think it's like, oh, your shit not hot no more. No, it's not getting paid for it no more. That's what it means. This shit is just natural now.
That's right.
So niggas who fuck with me, fuck with me.
To be honest with you, it's not just the hood, though. You know, like...
Regular people
don't
know.
Salacious headlines are a thing.
Nobody knows.
That they just make...
Middle America, you think that, like, all these people that's following bullshit... Like,
no, nobody knows.
The housewives, the soccer moms, they're all being marketed to.
Yeah.
No, I know that. I know that.
Now you know that.
No, I've been through that. That's why I didn't watch it. That's why I ain't pay attention to it.
Got it.
You feel
so
me?
Now I think people should know too.
But mind you, I was a drug dealer. So once I got into a business, I understood the business like it was no tomorrow. I was a drug dealer since I was 12. I was outside. I don't know what junior high school looked like.
Right.
I was literally outside. You know what I'm saying? Like outside, shot 13 motherfuckers, did all that shit in the street. Did everything. You know what I'm saying? Big homie when I was like 17. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. I could like when I got into the industry and I really sat down in jail and I paid attention and read a book. I could read. Just because I dropped out didn't mean I know how to read. I was still reading and still learning shit. But I was homeschooling myself. But when I got into jail and I dropped out, when I got into jail and I read a book about the industry, it made it perfect sense. It's just like the streets. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I get it. But some people in the streets was not doing what I was doing in the streets. They were just on the block chilling, smoking weed.
It wasn't soaking up game.
Or doing what?
Just soaking up game. It wasn't really. This album, people should know it's on. When you look it up, you know, look at somebody album in the streaming service. When I look on Apple Music, the label that's listed is Bobby Shmurda. And that's what he's talking about.
Right.
Right? What he's talking about specifically is when you look at other Bobby Shmurda things, it was on a major label.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they're going to be pushed more. So when people say, hot nigga, we hear more, hot nigga was this, it's because it wasn't owned only by me.
It was being marketed. It was multi-billionaires.
Like, it was owned by a billionaire company.
Right.
So, of course, they're going to push... beans behind it.
That's right.
I'm from the hood, nigga. My shit, I'm pushing like a 50-60 pack. These niggas pushing like a man, 2 mil. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but yeah, you gotta keep get my respect. It's different.
It's very different.
I'm from the slums, and I'm gonna let niggas know I'm from the slums. You just from the slums, just like me.
But that's the difference between big corporations.
That's for the niggas who just like me.
Right, big corporations and moving mom and pop, right? So it's going to take more time.
Then they got to understand that.
It's
going to
be a
so
slower grow. It's going to be... It's because in the hood, it would be like you moving with a click that is clicked up all across the city, yeah. Or you just moving with a click that's on
your neighborhood, 2, 3, 4. My nigga. But you got to... See, when you break it down to us like right. that would make niggas like in the street be like, oh, nah, I want to fuck with E. Well, E, listen, he going to send me some shit that... You know what I'm saying? That's the shit we don't get.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I miss DMX the most. You know what I'm saying? That's
talk
the shit
more
that
about
we,
that. Talk more about
cause
that.
Because that's my goat. I love DMX. That's my spirit animal. Anybody see I rap just like I'm a little like I feel like a
that's
little
what
DMX.
You trying to get that?
No, I
don't off.
Get. That's what I get. That's what give it. That's my spirit. That's like when they catch the Holy Ghost. When you put DMX on, I catch the Holy Ghost when I was a kid. I ain't gonna lie.
Did you ever get a chance to meet him?
No, I was on a funeral. I went to his funeral. I was tight. I came home. He passed.
Damn.
I was fucking dying to meet that nigga. That's the nigga I would always say I was. Feeling to me. I'm feeling to me.
What's your favorite DMX record or album or
get it on the floor? Once again, it's the dogs, nigga. Hit his Parker, nigga. Peter Parker, nigga. Cause the dog's bigger. Hold on! I'm fucking playing! And I'm playing! That's why you shut down playing, yeah? Cause the dog's big. Get blessed. Sniff your holes to the chest.
Yo, that's why I always fucked with you, man.
Yeah, I'm not natural, bro. I gotta be
you're
natural,
a genuine
bro.
Spirit, though. That's
I gotta
why I always
be.
Fucked with you.
I don't know how to be nothing else, bro. If I ain't gonna lie to you, bro, I can't do that. Other shit.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
When did you know that music was what you needed to make to save your life? Like, when did that hit you?
Like 2017 when I was in a box. I was in a box and shit.
So even after the first record, you was just playing around. Like, y'all wasn't serious.
I was going to get real estate. I'm keeping 100. I'm from the hood. I was going to get real estate, get the fuck up out of there. I ain't give a fuck. I was looking at it like a lick. I ain't really want to be a rapper. I ain't give a fuck. I was looking like him get his money, grab his money up, wild up, going real estate, and I'm out. You know what I'm gonna go fucking 100 bitches, smoke weed, wild out, and get money. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really care about fame. I ain't ever care about fame. I was always popular growing up, so I ain't never care about fame.
Mm. And so 2017, what happened?
I got a letter from this little girl, and she's like 7, and that shit just fucked me up. And I'm like, damn, and I started thinking about when I was a kid and how the kids is, and how kids is like, they still natural, they still... innocent. They still got innocent minds. And faith is a motherfucker. And I think about little motherfuckers like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. Oh, everybody. Everybody. Niggas need that. It's just that one person.
That was the spark for you.
So that's why I say I don't need 100 motherfuckers.
Right.
I just need that one. This is not, the shit I say is not for the world. It's for the people who's gonna say the world. I ain't give a fuck about no other shit. Rest of them pussies. I just need the gangster, the one gangster. Mm. That's gonna take it off for their generation.
Got it. Just to hand it off. Just to hand it off to somebody that's going the alley-oop.
Just like I got it. Just like, yeah. And I am.
A lot of people don't know your relationship with your family and the fact that your mother, and you take care of your mother, your aunts.
Yeah,
talk about
mama,
what you've been able to do
bills,
since you got home.
Pay my mama bills, aunt bills, about to buy them a house. Got both of them cribs right now. About to get them both in the house together. Cause they, you know what I mean? They want babies and shit. They want grandbabies. They got one grandbaby. They be annoying me about kids and all types of other shit. And shit like that want me to grow up. Like, why you gotta be a hoochie daddy? Ah. Right, leave that alone. I be trying to talk to your friend and shit. But besides that. fuck. They good. I've been sending them on vacations and shit. Just enjoying life and shit like that.
How are you now moving different and staying out of the way to make sure, you know, you don't get caught up no more?
I do security, and I stay the fuck out the hood. Only time I go to the hood if I check one of my old heads. Like, and nigga, you won't even see it on the gram. I won't be on the gram. I'm not one of those rappers that got to be like, yo, I still come back to my hood. This and that. No, I still go to my hood, but nobody knows. I'm not going to let no cops know. Anybody know I still going to jump out. Totally, post up, smoke a spliff with the old heads. You know, shit like that. But give back, you know what I'm saying? Come drop some weed on them or some shit. They probably be fucked up. I know how it is in the hood. Motherfuckers can't even afford the 50 in bags sometimes. So I know how it is. Come drop some, down like $2,000-$3,000 worth of weed off on them. Shit, just chill. Shit like that.
Are you
take him out the hood when I could, shit like that.
Are you able to travel yet?
I just got able to travel last month, and I just signed my tour shit like 2 days ago. It was like 18 days, but we supposed to announce next week. But he putting more dates on this shit. I'm like, alright, I want to hurry up and announce it, motherfucker. I want to hurry up and announce.
And it's all you.
Yeah, it's me and my booking agent, independent. You know what I'm saying, like a trap star. I'm about to keep telling motherfucker, I'm not no rapper. I'm a nigga get money. That shit. I'm just getting money, nigga. You understand?
So is your tour just in the U.S.?
Nigga, you know?
Or are you going, can you go overseas
shit,
yet?
Yeah, I'm saying, baby. It's a goal, villa. He's a whole, from the trench with the fans and some whole killers. All my friends on my hands, all them dope dealers. Mm.
Yo, but it's important that people see how, like, a lot of people only see when you start, bugging and laughing and joking.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't know how smart. And that's why, like, I'm glad you finally got here. I've been trying to get you up here since you got home.
You bring that shit out of me. You be letting people know. I hate letting people know I'm smart. I ain't gonna lie.
I know, but we talked about this years ago.
I like people.
Yo, Lord, when they first came up here, I was like, yo, I know who y'all little niggas is, man. and I know what y'all need to do to make this work. And even back then, I was trying to send him on tour with French.
Yeah.
Y'all was supposed to go on tour with French, and the next day or the week before y'all was supposed to leave.
Ibra has always cared and has been invested. Even when you were away.
People been keeping me away from here. Ask everybody. I've been
yelling.
Why ain't nobody calling me up here? For no time to sleep, I've been yelling. Why ain't nobody calling me up here? Then I started finding out shit. I started getting this shit like, I remember a situation at Powerhouse last year, and that's why I found out why I wasn't on Rolling Loud shit this year and all that. Well, long story short, yeah, two people calling, one person tell them to take me off the show, and they paid money. They had an offer already. They gave me an offer. I took the offer. They told them to take me off the show. The other person, I came into the office. They called the head of Live Nation, whatever. They went with it with this and that. They're like, oh, this person over there at Bobby Team said, I ain't gonna say no names. They're like, oh, this person over there at Bobby Team said, take him off. And the other one was like, hey, the other person called the other name and said, oh, no, it was her. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck y'all got going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's politics.
Between my companies. And I'm like, y'all playing this with my life.
Yeah, because I've been asking, as soon as you got home, I wanted you to come up here.
Yeah,
so we could
and then I'm like, yo, imagine, I think of it like the streets. Like it's like I was supposed to go check bro for some work. Imagine what you got bro thinking when I told you to go check bro, and you ain't never even spread the word or say nothing. So now you got everybody over there thinking some shit about me. That's not even true.
I knew what it was. I wasn't stressing. I knew the day would come.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Come on.
I know how the shit fly. And to your point, and this is how me and Laura and our team up here know about the game. We on the small game.
No, y'all in the big game.
No. We on it's Hot 97 WBLS. Them are only two radio stations. A lot of people don't know this.
Hot
we
90s.
Not with iHeart. iHeart owns 5 radio stations, biggest media company in the world. So when they say don't go see Hot 97 or don't go to Ebro in the morning, or we not gonna fuck with your music, that's why motherfuckers don't be coming up here.
We're a little bodega.
We are New York
and
City.
Everybody love Hot 9.
But we have heritage. We've been here.
Yeah, but we've been here for a long time. Like,
that's
why
everybody love Hot 9. Yeah.
You know that because we've been around a long time and you from New York.
Nigga, every morning. Every morning. Every night, 4 or 5 in the morning when I was in jail. Hot 9! Every day, 4, 3 to 7. Every hour. Hot 9, they wildin'! Niggas yelling. Yo, just getting up out of the radio. Hot 9! Hot 9 lit! He's wilding the cells right now. Right now while we talking, they wilding. Right now. They're like, yo, so fat. I'm lighting right now. Yo, so, somebody light it up right now while we talking. While we talking, they light it up. Listen. That's so fat. That nigga's wilding right now.
Your business. Let's talk about your business.
I got a couple. Which one?
So the first and foremost, the music side.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't know the Hoochie Daddy. And these records is moving around out here. You making real money on these records.
Yeah. I made $10,000 a month off my first song I put out, They Don't Know. And then from the last, that was the most money I made out of any fucking thing.
Even and, off, even from Hot Nigga and all that.
Well, you know, I got a check from Hot Nigga in the end. Right. You know what I'm saying? But this was like, just every month they just give you a check. So it's different when you're independent. Like, you know, like, in the, when you're there, you got to wait for everybody to sell back. Then you ain't getting no check to years. You ain't getting a check for years when you're in the label.
Mm. And then, they give you money up front. And then you ain't seeing no money.
You ain't
money.
Seeing no. You better get your ass on that stage, motherfucker. Get your ass.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I mean, it's true.
Yo, I'm sorry. I'm a gangster. I'm sorry. I'm from the hood, nigga. I grew up by pimps and drug dealers. I'm sorry. And my babysitters. They ain't gonna try to pimp me.
You done seen the game. Huh? You done seen the game from the street. So yeah, you like, look, I'm not getting paid every month, so I need to figure out how
I need residual income. That's one thing when I was sitting in jail. I said I need residual income. I made like $1 million in jail, but the way I made it was different because it was cut up. And I had to sell a little publishing, had to do a little this, that, had to do a little features. And I'm like, yo, damn, I should be making money. I've been in jail 4 years, 5 years. I should be making money off my fucking Hot Nigga. That shit done went 5 times platinum, 4 times platinum. What the fuck, 3 times platinum? What's up? You know what I'm saying? And then when you see how the contract... See, this is the thing is, lawyers, be careful with lawyers. Lawyers will lie to you. These lawyers be friends with these labels and all types of shit.
They work for the labels.
Hell yeah. And then they will lie to you and make you... You would tell them, I do not want this, that, and the third. And they would say, yeah, this make sure this says this, that, and the third. It doesn't say that you assign it, and then they do shit like that.
Because that's how they stay in the game. The lawyers is by being cool,
man,
with the labels.
Christmas coming up. They trying to send their kids to college. These niggas ain't playing no games, nigga. Shit like the trap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit just like the trap.
So now, with these records that you put out now, it's all you.
Yeah, it's me and the distribution company. I got 9 records on 1RPM, and I got 2 records on Foundation.
Got it.
And Foundation, I'm about to put on one of my artist records on there. They sent a little advance market money, and I throw one of my artists on records on there and shit like that, so I can make my artist money too.
So you got your own company now for a music company. Cause I see on this EP, Fat Tony. Who that?
That's Fat Tony. That's Gino. GS9 Gino.
GS9 Gino.
That's the big one.
That's
you. Over there.
Step up to the mic, man. Nice to meet you, bro.
What's up, bro?
How you doing? Where you from?
Brooklyn, Flatbush.
Flatbush? Lean into the mic. Y'all grew up together? Y'all known each other for a minute?
Since the trap. I know Gino since... See, we've been in jail. We shared fucking cells. I don't want to say that. But, like, Gino, watch the shower. I'm going in the shower. You know what I'm saying? Grab the knife by the thing. Watch the shower. I'm going in the shower. Nigga, lock it off, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We done been through jail together. We done been through fucking the streets, trap. When I was selling drugs, I was a little dirty motherfucker selling drugs, running around. 5 guns in my bag, 62s on me. Shit like that in a hoopty. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't gotta live that life no more, though.
Nah. We living good. He know the lobster up and shit like that. He know he tells us what to eat all day. I don't even need a chef. I'm like, Gino, what we eat? He said, oh, that's lobster. I'm like, yeah. Man, we're a little chop.
Lamb chop. So talk about your music, man, when we're going to hear more from you.
It's real soon. We got a lot of shit we working on. We got some stuff that's done. You feel me? It's in the cut. We gonna drop and go crazy with that Glock inside, though. That shit beating. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Let's go. Let's play that shit off the new Bobby Shmurda project.
Fuck,
bitch. Bod
fuck
Boy.
You, whole niggas. I don't owe niggas.
What's the goal, nigga?
I don't owe niggas.
He said, "Fuck the industry, fuck nigga. I'm gonna pin these streets in it."
Nigga. That shit gonna have niggas in jail going crazy right now.
Yo, this is that old guy too with you and Rowdy.
That shit stupid. I can't wait for this tour. Yo, Eve, you gotta come out to one. You gotta like.
You know I'm gonna be there.
To one of my tours, I got. I'm gonna be there. I got Terminal 5. I think that's in New York, right?
Yeah, Terminal 5.
You gonna do it? You gonna do it for me or what?
Yeah, I'm in there.
Stop playing.
I got you.
I swear. Right after this, I'm giving you the date right now. You gonna do it? You gonna lock it up?
I'm gonna put it in the calendar. What time? Right, what time y'all go on stage though? Because you know if it get too late, I might flake on you.
He's not lying.
I ain't lying. Yeah, you know.
What?
If Issa, my daughter, got something she gotta do,
It's October. I think we Terminal 5 in October.
October, okay. Well, I'm gonna put the date in. Y'all look for Bobby Shmurda on tour. Yo, it's nice meeting you, bro.
You ready?
Yo, y'all. We smooth this brothers. Time. We got plans this time.
Brothers, we got plans. We got tours coming up. You wanna see Glock on Gino on tour? It's going crazy, right? He's gonna be on tour. I got my other artists coming out on tour soon.
So
it's gonna be crazy.
How frequently are we gonna hear music from you? How focused are you? And not only
projects.
That. Projects. Not only that, are you connecting with.
Right now I'm mixing
the producers, the Swizz Beats in the game, the people that have
I'm making
all...
beats myself.
Oh, you producing?
I made a beat and the baby's on it on my album coming up.
Okay.
It's crazy. I made a beat, me and the baby, and I made the beat. He went stupid on it.
So you got an this is the EP, you got a project, a full album.
Yeah, so we're mixing right now. We got two albums right now. I'm just mixing.
Okay. When's that? What's the plan? This year?
End of this year and beginning of next year. Or I might drop like an EP this year and an album for the beginning of the year because, you know, fourth quarter, you know how it is. Right. After October, we'd be like, And right. I got contract rules where I got to let the EP breathe.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know how that shit got.
Hey, listen, it's business.
You know. I know. They don't know.
It's business. You got to time
but we got to make
right.
it look like entertainment, baby. I know. They I can't tell the fans I got to make it look like it's magic, baby. I know. So I can't. You know what I'm saying? I got to tighten up. That's
Bobby
it.
Bobby Shmurda.
Get my shit together. Ain't
Bobby
no stopping.
Shmurda. Listen, man, I'm just happy you home. I'm happy you positive. I'm happy you taking care of moms. Moms was always on my line like, yo, we need this. I need help with this. Make yes. sure, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. she was always there when I checked on you.
I'm happy I'm here with you. So after this, I'm seeing you frequently.
Yeah.
I'm going to be seeing you all the time. Be calling you. It's lit after
let's,
this.
Let's go.
It's lit.
Let's go.
It's lit. Terminal 5.
Terminal 5. I'm
man,
in
there. Man.
Get on stage early. Yeah, I need like 9
give
o'clock.
I'm giving you the...
Niggas can't be getting on stage one
I don't
got
to give it the time. They just gave it the daily thing. I'm giving you the calendar right now so you can lock it in.
Y'all got to be on time.
I'm giving you the calendar right when we get off this. I swear to God, so you can lock it in.
Bobby Shmurda, get that new album.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And I got a weed strand dropping.
Oh, you getting weed money?
Yeah, what's I got weed. I'm getting weed. I'm getting rental money, so I got a rental company. We're going to talk about the label. I got weed strand dropping.
What's it called?
It's called Hoochie Daddy Pack. The Hoochie Daddy Pack.
Of course it is.
That shit want to move to Cali.
Yo, get the man's weed too, man. Give
Hoochie
it up
Daddy.
For him, Bobby.
August 21st. Let's go.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.